This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, August 26th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Emily Munday and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The Taliban, now in control of Afghanistan's largest city, Kabul, is saying that they will not permit Afghan people to leave the country, reports CNN. Listen to the Taliban spokesman, Zabula Mujahid.
The road which goes to the airport is blocked. Afghans cannot take that road to go to the airport, but foreign nationals are allowed to take that road to the airport.
The Taliban spokesman insisted there is no need to fear them.
They should not go to other countries, to those Western countries, where they will be working as laborers.
Blaze founder and conservative radio talk show host Glenn Beck has raised $28 million for the rescue of Afghan Christians, reports Christian Today. So far, 1,200 Christians have been evacuated from the country as a result of the fundraiser. On August 9th, a 16-year-old Pakistani Christian girl was forcibly abducted from her own home by a gang of pistol-packing Muslim men, while her grandmother and sisters tried to prevent the kidnapping, reports the Pakistani Christian Post. Mugdus Masa is still missing. In addition, Mugdus' sister was beaten by the kidnappers, and her grandmother, who tried to save her, was thrown against the wall, prompting a big gash on her head before she crumpled to the floor. Her father said that he is afraid of losing his wife, who was in a constant state of trauma over the loss of their daughter. Exodus 21, verse 16 says, "He who kidnaps a man and sells him, or if he is found in his hand, shall surely be put to death." The citizens of Haiti are still reeling from the August 14th earthquake. But the good news is that many are still attending the public worship of God. In an interview with Christianity Today, Pastor Pierre Badet said, quote, "The situation did not prevent us from worshiping our omnipresent God, yet the atmosphere was one we have never experienced before. I could see in the eyes and mind of my people there are so many questions that remain unanswered, for which I, the pastor, am expected to bring some sort of answers," end quote. Hebrews 10, verses 24 through 25 says, "Let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." The U.S. Supreme Court refused an appeal from the Biden administration to dump the Remain in Mexico policy, originally implemented by former President Donald Trump. The order from the Supreme Court said, quote, "The application for a stay presented to Justice Alito is denied. The applicants have failed to show a likelihood of success on the claim that the memorandum rescinding the migrant protection protocols was not arbitrary and capricious," end quote. Since the policy was enacted, it has required asylum seekers to stay in Mexico while awaiting their hearing in the U.S. September 18th marks a day of remembrance. An estimated 63 million babies have been murdered since the Roe v. Wade case was decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. If you'd like to host a memorial service for these children in your town, we have a special link through our transcript today at theworldview.com. A new poll from NBC News indicates almost 60% of white evangelicals have opted to get one of the available COVID vaccines, reports Christian Headlines. Delta Airlines announced it will now charge unvaccinated employees $200 per month on their company health insurance plan, reports the Wall Street Journal. Additionally, unvaccinated workers will be subject to weekly COVID-19 testing. And finally, in Louisiana, U.S. District Judge Terry Daugherty blocked the Edward Villa College of Osteopathic Medicine from requiring vaccinations for their students, reports the Associated Press. The case came after three students objected to the use of aborted fetal cell lines in the vaccine's development. Before the district court ruling, the school placed certain requirements on the students with, quote, "religious exemptions," end quote. Unbelievably, These onerous requirements include using an app that actually provides other students and teachers a tracker for their whereabouts. Unvaccinated students were also required to disclose their vaccination status to other students, giving fellow students an opt-out from involvement with unvaccinated students. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, August 26th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.